Hello and welcome to another podcast by Adam Jaffrey. For some strange reason, I continue to do a weird sort of telephone voice kind of thing at the start of my podcasts. I don't know why. So this will be episode number 25. I'd like to talk about self-labelling, whether it be for individuals or for companies. I came across this a little while ago when I was out shopping at a photography store, not a major chain or a big retailer, but just an independent store. And I was talking to the manager, who was also the owner of the store, and he was telling me, he was giving me some advice about a product. And he compared his business to one of the major retailers, and said that, well, made the claim that he has superior customer service. He said something along the lines of, look, people love to shop here and they come back time and time again because of the fantastic advice that we give to our customers. And the interest that we take in our customers, and he was making the claim that his business was superior to another's because of a certain number of features, I guess. I guess the thing that really struck me was that I really resented what he was saying, as if he was trying to convince me of something that's not true. And I've sort of thought about this a little bit and come to some sort of conclusion that if people self-label, or if a business self-labels in a particular way that is in their own self-interest, as this shop owner did, he was telling me that he has superior customer service and that's why I should shop there, then I really found what he said as self-centered and as ingenuine. And I think as people, as well as businesses, we need to be very careful about how we portray our value propositions, because a lot of companies have a particular value proposition that they communicate with customers. We're the best at this, or we're the cheapest at this, or we have the most beautiful looking whatever. So we need to be careful about how we portray and how we communicate our value propositions to customers, because if we do so in the wrong way, it will be seen as ingenuine. It will be seen, it may be seen as ingenuine, it may be seen as arrogant. And worst of all, customers may begin to resent us for the very thing that we are in business to achieve. So just keep those things in mind. Thanks again for listening. This is Adam Jaffrey signing off.